First, take a moment to get yourself into a comfortable position. I find the best way is to sit up in a chair with my back supported. Get yourself so that you are upright but not overly rigid. You can place your hands on your lap or by your sides and place both feet on the floor. To me, this is the best mindfulness position. Some people like to do this lying down, and if you're one of those people, then go right ahead and lie down. The main reason I stay in my seat is so that I don't fall asleep. Some people do drop off to sleep and they begin to meditate, and that's okay too. I think sometimes what a person needs most in the world is a bit of rest. However, ideally, people would stay awake and get some practice at getting in touch with their breathing. But remember, there is no judgment here. If you find that you've dropped off to sleep, that's okay. You can check in later and follow this breathing practice again. It's also a good idea to close your eyes. Now, I find that I can focus better with my eyes closed and that I get less distracted by other things in the room. But some people find closing their eyes too hard. And if you find it really hard to keep your eyes closed, just pick a spot on the floor and focus your attention there. And now, if you're ready to start, you don't have to have any special training or any special knowledge. All you have to do is follow the sound of my voice. I think that life can be stormy sometimes, and I might feel out at sea and out of control. Sometimes it feels like the winds are high and the sea is rough, and at any moment I might capsize. So when this happens, I try to use my breath as an anchor. So I'm going to ask you to use your imagination with me here for a few minutes. So go ahead. Throw your anchor into the water. So the first thing I want you to do is notice how you are right now in this moment. What's your breathing like? Is it fast? Is it slow? Or is it somewhere in between those two things? Is it deep? Is it shallow? You don't have to change it. You just have to notice it. Sometimes, as we begin to pay attention to our breath, it naturally slows down. But you don't have to force that to happen. Just let your breath settle into its normal pattern, whatever that might be. As you are here, focusing on your breathing, you may notice that your mind starts to wander. If it does, that's okay. This is just a practice. Just notice where your attention has gone and gently bring it back to your breathing. Now go ahead and take some breaths in through your nose and then let them out through your mouth. I always feel like it's a good breath if you can hear it, so don't be shy. It's just us here. In through your nose, out through your mouth. I'll do it too. Do this a few times. Now take a few good deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take your time while you're doing it. Remember, there's no rush. We have all the time in the world. We've just dropped anchor in the stormy sea, and all we're doing right now, even though the world might be swirling around us, all we're doing is slowing it all down. Coming back to ourselves, coming back to our breathing. The amazing thing is that our breath is always with us, no matter where we are, what we are doing, or who we're with. We often don't notice this simple, life-affirming act of breathing. Of course, we breathe in and out all day, every day, and every night. In fact, if we didn't breathe, we'd die. But we never take the time to notice our breath. So as you're breathing right now, and we're all doing it, see if you can notice it. Really pay attention to it like you've never done before. Notice where your breath comes in through your nose. Can you tell if it feels hot or cold? Maybe your nose is stuffy. Do you smell anything as you breathe? Sometimes I actually place my finger under my nose as I do this practice, and then I exhale quite forcefully and I check if there are any changes in the temperature of my breath. Do that now. And what I usually notice is that the air is cool as it goes in, but quite warm as it comes out. So do that a few times. See if you can notice the same thing. And notice what happens to your breathing as you're paying attention to it. Is it slower now? It's okay if it's not. Mine's probably not as slow because I'm talking. But remember, we're not forcing anything here. We're just paying attention to our own breath as it is right now. Lots of times, it happens that as we do this, our breathing does slow down. And that's great. But remember, if it doesn't happen, nobody's going to judge you. In fact, nobody's even going to know. All that matters right now, in this moment, is you and your breathing. So just keep doing it. And remember again that if your mind wanders somewhere else, that's okay. Just notice that this has happened and gently bring your attention back to your breath again. Now I want you to take a moment to notice where your breath fills your body. So depending on how you're breathing, sometimes you might feel it more in your chest, and you might notice your chest rising and falling. I think other people might notice it more in their stomach and the way their stomach moves in and out as they breathe. And I think usually both of these things are happening, but sometimes we're more aware of one than the other. And I find it quite calming to put my hand on my chest and feel the rise and fall just for a few moments. So do that now. And just take a few breaths as you do it. And then when you've tried that, try placing your hand on your stomach and feel that go in and out as you breathe. I'll do it for a few moments too. Just notice what it feels like. Now I want you to try to inhale for at least 4 seconds and see if you can make your out-breath last for about 6 seconds. I sometimes count this on my fingers or just in my head as I do it. Now you might find that you haven't got enough breath to do that at first, but if you practice, this will get easier. This is called soothing rhythm breathing, and believe it or not, scientists have shown that doing this will be enough to slow down your brain functioning. Now, you don't need to remember any technical terms, but just know that when life feels too fast or overwhelming, breathing in for 4 seconds and exhaling for 6 seconds a few times, that's enough to slow down your body's response to danger, stress, anxiety, and fear. So if your level of fear or anxiety or stress feels really high, you might need to do that soothing rhythm breathing for a little bit longer. If it isn't that high, you might just need to do it for a few breaths. Sometimes you see our bodies and our minds overreact, and it's good to be able to slow it all down. Our breath can do that for us. And our breath is always here. You don't need any special training to breathe. You already know how to do this. In fact, you've always known how to do this. So let's spend a few more moments breathing in through our noses and out through our mouths. And you can say to yourselves, like I sometimes do, in, 2, 3, 4, and then out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But again, don't beat yourself up if it feels like you haven't got enough breath for that yet. You'll get there. The important part is using your breath as an anchor and getting in touch with the soothing rhythm of your own breathing. So let's take a few more good deep breaths in and out. Really noticing what the breath feels like as it comes in through your nose. And really noticing what the breath feels like as it leaves your body. And notice your body's response to this. Does your chest rise and fall? Does your stomach go in and out? Do you begin to feel calmer? Most people do. And slowly, when you're ready, there's no rush, start to expand your awareness away from what's going on inside your body to what's happening in the rest of the room. Slowly open your eyes and bring your attention back fully to the room around you. Hope you enjoyed that. And remember, you can drop anchor into your breathing anytime you like.